Today's shir is Masechta Erevin Daf Pei Hey. We will begin on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The last words on the Amud, Amar Yehuda Amud Shmuel. Bar Shevein Shtei Chatzeres. As we keep on learning in our shiurim, the subject of our shiurim is when you have an area that serves both chatzeres, and as we discussed extensively in yesterday's shiur, if they serve both chatzeres equally, and there was no Eruv Chatzeres made between these two Chatzeres, because this area serves has equal access to both of these areas, the halacha is that it becomes us to carry there, given that we don't have an area, that we don't have an Eruv. So it teaches us our Mishnah Barship, the Algamar Banshtei Chatzeres. If you have a bar between two Chatzeres, and each Chatzer is completely enclosed with a wall, but there's a window in those walls. And the bar that's between these two chatzeres, muflegas mikoisel zeh arba, it's distant, it's moved away from the wall by arba tfachim, umikoisel zeh arba tfach arba. And similarly, from the other wall, there's a distance of four tfachim. The halacha is, zeh moitzi ziz kol shehu. This, the people on one side, for one chatzar, should be stick out a piece of wood, or memalei, and then be able to take water out from that pit into his chatzar. V'zeh ma'itzi ziz kol shehu memalei, and so does the other side do. Yehuda Day Amar, Yehuda Day is even more lenient, and he doesn't need a significant stick. He says even a kanya, just the smallest, narrowest piece of wood is enough. Because the purpose of what we're doing is just to make a hecker, and therefore his opinion is the hecker is accomplished where even the smallest is. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, you have these two chatzeres that are completely enclosed by walls, as we said. There's a mavui between these two chatzeres. However, in this mavui there's this pit, and the pit is where I have the water that I want to be able to get the water from each pit into my chatzar. If, however, there wasn't four tefachim between the two walls, say the Rishayim, it goes to Gemara we're going to be learning in the coming shiurim, then the halacha is, the halacha would be that you don't need to even make a ziz. What's the purpose of making the ziz? As I said, since the bar is four tefachim away from the walls, so we have a decent amount of distance between the walls and the pit, and therefore, since we have a decent amount, we have to make some sort of a hecker. And of course, if we made a eruv connecting that would be best. What would be the halacha? So the Gemara said that we make a ziz. And the Gemara says we make a ziz kol shehu. What would be the halacha if instead of taking a ziz kol shehu, we put there a ziz, a platform that was dalad al dalad? Would that make a difference? Would it be better? Would it be worse? So says the Rajba, the ziz that we're building out of the wall has to be less than dalad al dalad. Because once it's dalad al dalad, so it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. Once it has independently the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, there's a much greater concern. And therefore, we have to make sure that it's not serving as a hecker. As we keep on repeating, the purpose of the ziz is to be a hecker. But when you're going to have more than dalad al dalad, it will not be a valid hecker. And the Rashba points out that he doesn't learn that Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing with Shmuel. Just Rashba explains that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain Shmuel. That Shmuel says that you have to have this hecker, and Shmuel said aziz kol shehu. Comes Rabbi Yehuda to say that when Shmuel said aziz kol shehu, what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say was that even the smallest kanya would be a valid hecker, and we don't have to have more. There are, however, other Rishonim that disagree. And they say that the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda is that according to Shmuel, it has to be a tefach, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to be a tefach. The Ritva says that the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Shmuel, although it only has to be a ziz, but it has to be put in there in a firm fashion. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you just put there a kanya, which is very flimsy, it would also be sufficient. Amma, like Baal Rabbi Yosef, Hod Rabbi Yehuda, the Shmuelhi. This opinion, this goes back to what we discussed in yesterday's shir. This that we said that we have to work with this chatzar to be able to collect the water from in between to these chatu, represents the opinion of Shmuel. Raf. Because if we want to say that it follows the opinion of Rav, here with ear that separates the bar from the walls, and it's a decent amount, as we keep on saying, it's four tefachim. So since it's four tefachim that you only can get to the bar, from the chatzah to the bar by throwing it such a decent amount, so says the Gemara, and that's going to be a very big part of our shiur today, Mitzvah Shem, that's actually the subject of a machloikus of Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel held that even though this is not a really easy way to access the water in the bar, still you have to do something to show, since you don't have an area between these two chatzeres, you have to do something to make some sort of a hecker, and that's why we need the ziz. Whereas as Rav's opinion is, since it's not a usable area, all of the concerns that we've been discussing in this perek don't apply, and therefore you don't even have to do anything. And I saw that the Mashal points out, even Shmuel understands that this is not your regular situation where you have, that we've been discussing, where you have something that is shared by two chatzeres equally, that we have a real issue. Since this has this distance from the walls to the pit, as we learned, that changes the entire situation. That's why even Shmuel agrees that a ziz kol shehu would be sufficient. Says the Gemara, the Shmuel mehecha. So where do we see, the Gemara just said, that Shmuel holds that if the only way you could get to a place is by going derech avir, that is a concern. Where does the Gemara, says the Gemara, from where do we take that opinion of Shmuel? Says the Gemara, the last din that we discussed in the previous year, where we spoke about a roof which doesn't have a wall around it, and one side of it is open to Rishus Rabbim, and then you have the other side, you have it going up to the upper story. Tzarech Sulam Kavua, in order to give the gag, in order to connect the gag to the in order to connect the gag to the upper story and say the people of the upper story could use the gag, and we don't say that the gag belongs to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so we learned in yesterday's shiur, the way that would be done is by having a permanent ladder placed between the roof and the upper story, and that shows that the roof belongs to the upper story. The putting of the ladder there, that shows that the person who owns that the roof and the upper story are connected. Even though, what do we see? That if not for that ladder, we would have a problem. Now, let's think about it. How do the people on the roof and the upper story connect? Derech Avir. And even though we considered it's Derech Avir, and the people in the Rishus Rabbim work there with the Derech Avir, and still we see that we need to be concerned about, says the Gemara, Dilma, to Rapapa. At the end of yesterday's shiur, we quoted the opinion of Rapapa, where Rapapa said that the people in the Rishus HaRabim used the roof to place their hats and coats there. And the way we explained the Gemara at the end of the shiur, it's done in a very simple fashion, and it's not considered that they only have access derech avir. So from here, it could be, says the Gemara at this point, that Shmuel would not be concerned about Derech Avir. The reason he's concerned here is because you don't even need Derech Avir to access the roof by the people of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if indeed the people in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim needed, only were able to access the Derech Avir, who knows what Shmuel would hold? Says the Gemara Miha. We learned from the din that we began today's shir with. We started today's shir where we have the spar between the two chatzeris, and Shmuel taught us zem moitzi koshum amali, but zem moitzi ziz koshum amali. They each have to use a ziz tama. So the entire reason why it becomes mutter is because they each put out the ziz haloy apik. If not for that, amrinan, the fact that you could only get from the bar to the chotzer by traversing dal tvachim. So obviously that's a situation of derech avir. It's still obviously a consideration that that's something that we have to take into consideration. It's only derech avir. It's a raya that even when it's only derech avir, it's a concern. I'm reading from here. We see that adam oyser al chaver derech avir. Even if it's derech avir, it's also going to be a concern. But we also learned that Rav is of the opinion, not like that. The Gemara commented that this entire need to make a ziz kolshu from both sides is only because Shmuel is concerned when something is usable, only because it's usable derech avir, that alone is something that we need to be concerned about. Rav, we said, doesn't hold that way. Abaye said that Rav holds ein odem oyser der al chaveri derech avir. Where do we see that Rav indeed holds that way? The Rav Mihechel says the Mar Ilay Mamaha, we're going to learn in a Mishnah, Mitzashem, on that Pei Zayinu Mabez. We have Shteg Zustros, Zulam Al Mazu. When we have these two balconies jutting out of the house, and they jut over the Yam. And as we learned and will be learning in Mitzashem extensively, the halacha is that normally a Yam is a Karmelis. A house is a Rosh HaSayochid. So you can't carry something from a Karmelis to Rosh HaSayochid or vice versa. But because Chazal, Kalu Shekilo Chamamayim, Chazal were particularly lenient when it comes, as we're going to be learning extensively, when it comes to water, and even what would normally not be considered valid mechitzas, we discussed that you build this frame, and that's enough to be able to transport from the Karmel to Shusha Yochid. So we learned Shteg Zustra Zulam Al Mizu, when you have these two balconies, one on top of the other, Osu Mechitzal Yoyna, V'loy Osu Mechitzal L'tachtoyna, they made this frame for the upper balcony, not by the lower balcony. The loch is shteim esuris. Both of them, and if these two balconies did not make an eruv with each other, so that means this water is equally accessible to both of them. And since the water is equally accessible to both of them, so we have a problem that neither could use it. Achi yarvu. V'am Rav Huna Merav. And to that Rav Huna Merav commented, loy shanu ela besmucha. When do the two balconies cause an issue for each other? When they're close to each other. Avol b'mefleges, if the balconies are distant from each other, arbet fochem, then the halacha will be al yonim with teres v'tachtoin asura. The upper balcony could use the frame, and the lower balcony cannot use the frame. Why? Because since the lower balcony has a distance of 4 tfochem from the upper balcony, so that means we only could get the derech avir, and Rav's opinion obviously is that any time where you could only reach another place, derech avir, it's something that the halacha doesn't tells us that we need not to be concerned about. Says Dumara, that's not a compelling proof. Dilmashani hachet, kivin delzeb is rika. Since the people on the lower balcony, they have to throw at four tefachim, and then after they throw at four tefachim, and then it has to go down the frame, which is shilshul. And the people on the upper balcony, lezer b'shilshul chudei, the way they could use the frame that they put on the balcony to get to the water is just by dropping it into the water. So then it's going to be considered, as we discussed extensively in the previous last two shurim, lezer b'zrik lezer b'pesach tami. Says the Gemara that this has nothing to do with the concept of derech avir. But a very important principle that we have been learning all week is when you have two chatzeris that have access to a place. So if they have equal access, whether it's easy access or difficult access, so then the halacha is, as we just mentioned, that we have a problem if these two chatzeris, or two balconies as we're speaking, did not make an eruv with each other. But when you have a situation where there's clearly easier access to one than to the other, Then the halacha is we attribute it to the one with the easier access. So the way to understand this case now is as follows. If the lower balcony is less than 4 tefachim away from the upper balcony, so when you have such a short distance in between, so even though they indeed have to throw first, but it's not really a very significant throwing. They have to throw less than 4 tefachim. And therefore, even though they have to throw a little and then drop it, and the people on the upper balcony only need to drop, since it's so insignificant, it's considered equal access. However, it says now the Gemara, when the lower balcony is more than 4 tefachim away from the upper balcony, so that's already a significant throwing that they need to do to get to the upper balcony. So if they have to do a significant amount of throwing coupled with dropping, whereas the one on top, the upper balcony, only needs to do dropping, so that's not considered that they have equal access. If they don't have equal access, we give it to the balcony that has the easier access, which is the balcony, obviously, that has the easier access, the upper balcony. But it has nothing to do with the shaila that we're discussing in our shir, is derech avir a consideration or not. So the Gemara is back to trying to show how we know the Rav is not concerned about derech avir. The tashmish derech avir, the only way to access an area is by going over a decent amount of airspace, which as we've been learning, this means 4 tefachim, the halacha is not concerned about that. Says the Gemara al-Maha. Says the Gemara, we know it from this halacha. Dom Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abavu, Amar Rav, Shnei Batim V'Sholosh Churbis B'neim. So the way to understand this case, at least at this point in the Gemara, is as we have diagram 288 in Hamor HaMavur. We have two homes, and then you have three churvis. We know throughout this Masechta that when you have the churvis, they're not really considered places that people live. So you have these two houses, and the three churvis are between them. So each house has one churva closer to it, and then it has the middle churva, which is equidistant to both of them. So says the Gemara, Zem shtamish b'samach shaloi, each one is ayidei zrika. The way that the house on the right, for example, will be able to get into the churva is by throwing something through a window, through the broken area between it and the churva. V'gzeh mishtamish b'samach shaloi ayidei zrika, and so does the churva on the left side work. But the one that's further from him is not connected to him, because even though you could use it all week long, and they do use it all week long, both neighbors, but since you could only get there with Avir, since you could only through Avir, and Ein Adam Oysel Chaver Derech Avir, since I on the right can only get to the churva on the left by throwing to it, since the only way I could get there is by throwing there, so Rav isn't concerned about it. And similarly will be the halacha for the person on the left side. So we see that the fact that we only could get there by Dei Zrika is not something that I have to be concerned about. V'mtsoi and the middle churva, they both have equal access. So since they have equal access, the halach that we keep on repeating kicks in. When we have equal access, we're both awesome. And therefore we see from here that a place that I only have access, derech avir, is not something that is a consideration in halacha. Says the Gemara, Yasser Abruna v'kamal ha-shmatzah. So Rav Huna was sitting in yeshiva and learning over this halacha that Rav said, Amalei Rav Elezer, Baber Rav, you who are Talmud of Rav, the Amar Rav Hachi, is indeed that Rav opinion that the middle churv is also to both. So obviously, he holds that the middle one is a why is the middle one asur? The only one way that we could get to the middle one is derech avir. So why should Rav say it's asur? I'm like, in. Yes, Rav held it's asur. So he said, I can't understand that Rav would hold that way. And he said, therefore, to him, he asked him, Ach v'lei ishbizi, please show me where Rav lives so I should be able to discuss it with him directly. Ach v'lei ishbizi, Ach v'lei, he showed it to him. Asa kamei de Rav, amalei, amamar hachi, amalei, in. Yes, I hold that the middle one is Osir, even though the only way for the two Chatzeris on the right and the left to get to that middle one is Derech Avir, I still hold it's Osir. We're learning that Rav holds that Derech Osir, Derech Avir is not a consideration. Amalei, for Mahu the Amal, Zebes Shoshal, Zebes Rikish, name is Surim. So why are you being Makel? Why are you being Machmer? Amalei, so he said, Mi Savit, what makes you believe the Kaim Kishura, that the way the halacha was discussed was the way we just showed it in diagram 288? The way to look at this is actually diagram 289. And when we look at diagram 289, we have indeed the two churvis next to each, with a wall in between, one next to the house on the right and one next to the house on the left. But the third churva, which is the discussion of Rav, is equal to both of them. And there's a window directly from these chatzeris into that third churva. That is not avir, and that is equal usage by both chatzeris. So since it's not avir, and also we have a situation of equal usage, that's why that becomes also to both of them. But it could well be that the other example that we gave, where the third churva is in between the two extreme churvas, since the only way they could get there is derech avir, it would not be a consideration according to Rav. So we learned that according to Shmuel, derech avir is indeed a consideration. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Leim Shmuel. So ask the Gemara, according to the way we're learning now, will that mean that Shmuel doesn't hold Lesley the Rav Dimi, will not hold of the halacha that we quoted Rav Dimi many times, saying, the Chiyos of Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, Mokum She'en by Arba al Arba, a place that isn't Arba Tfachim by Arba Tfachim. So as we learned, it has the status of a Mokum Ptor. The halacha is mutl b'nei Rishus HaRabim l'b'nei Rishus HaYochid, both people from the Rishus HaRabim and people from the Rishus HaYochid, l'katef alav, could put their objects on it, uvat shlo yechlifu. What they can't do is use it for a transfer point. That means you can't put something from the Rishus HaYochid and then put it on Mokum Ptor and then pick it up, so you didn't do anything technically wrong. Your Akir was in the Rishus HaYochid, but your Hanocha was in the Mokum Ptor, or vice versa, and then pick it up from the Mokum Ptor, which is not a problematic Akira, and Akira from Mokum Ptor is not a problematic Akira, and then deposit it in the Rishus HaRabim, because that even though that technically is not wrong, Chazal were concerned that we're going to allow you to do that, you may come to carry directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So what do we see? That you can't do this. Now, according to Shmuel, that we learned at the beginning of the shir, why, by putting out the ziz, does he allow us to carry from the pit through the area between the pit and the chatzar into the chatzar? Answers the Gemara, Hosam, where Rav Dimi was speaking, was Rishuyus Daraisa. Hacha, however, we're talking about Rishuyus Darabonin. The Cham also Chizuk Devreim Yosem Mishal Torah. Here we're dealing with the Issa Derabbanan, and therefore people may be lenient, and that's why Shmuel took the strict opinion, you have to make a hecker. Otherwise, he wouldn't need to make a hecker. But I saw a very important tshuva from Rav Ozna Zatzal, in the Shas of Tshuva Shevet Alevi. We know, all the Paiskim tell us, that if somebody discovers that he's carrying on Shabbos in a place where he may not carry, he should deposit whatever he's carrying on a Mokum Ptor. The best example that's usually given for a Mokum Ptor is a fire hydrant. So it was asked to Rav Ozna Zatzal in Tzchelik Yud, Simen Samach Zion, what will be, so I'm walking on Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim, I realized that I carried something from my home into the Rishus HaRabim, so I deposit it on the fire hydrant. But I don't want to leave it on the fire hydrant. So now I want to be able to pick it up in the fire hydrant and walk straight back to wherever I'm coming, back to Rishus HaYochid, or to Rishus HaRabim. May I do so? Maybe, he asked, this din of Rav Dimi is only when somebody is deliberately carrying. So he wants to come up with a new way of carrying. from Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaRabim by depositing it in between an Amokim Ptor and then picking it off an Amokim Ptor. That's where Chazal said we don't want you to do it, because Chazal were concerned if you're going to do that, you may come to carry directly from Rishus HaYoch to Rishus HaRabim. But here we're in a situation where I found something in my pocket. It's not something that I plan to do. And maybe under those circumstances, we could be a little more lenient. Rav Ozner says, absolutely not. Rav Ozner says it doesn't make a difference what the reason was. Once the halacha is that you're not allowed to do it, the halacha is that once Rav Dimi said we're concerned, it doesn't make a difference what was the story around what happened here. Amalei Ravina l'Rava. So now the Gemara asks a different question. We've been determining our entire shir that we have here a fundamental machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if Tashmish Aydei Avir is a concern or not. Shmuel is concerned, Rav is not. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Ravina l'Rava, mi amar Rav Hochi, is that indeed Rav opinion that we don't have to worry about Derech Avir? Ask the Rava, Itmar, have we not learned? Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidir, Rishus Rabim. If you have two homes, on the two sides, in both homes are owned by the same individual, on two sides of Rishus Rabim, Rav barafuna amar Rav, also Lizik Mezeh Lezeh. I'm not allowed to throw something from one home to the other home. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel's opinion is, Mutal Lizik Mezeh Lezeh. I may. So we see that I'm not allowed to throw something from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Rabbi Yochid. I'm throwing it above Ten Tfachim, that above Ten Tfachim is not a Rishus Rabbim, and I'm throwing it. Now, if you hold that Tashmish Darach Avir is not Tashmish, why would be? It's not something to be concerned about. Why is Mav Machmer? Says the Gemara. Amalei Rava said to Ravina, Lab Mi Akimna, have we not explained that that case is talking about a very, where the Madlichad Umatzichad, one house is taller than the other. And what Rav was concerned, not that throwing it itself is the issue, because throwing it Derech Avir is not a consideration according to Rav. What Rav was concerned about was Zimna and the Migdav and Nofel, that you may throw it, and it's not going to reach the upper house. You're throwing it from the lower house to the upper house, and therefore you have to throw it well. And if you don't throw it well, it's just going to fall down in the middle in the Rishus Rabim. And after it falls down in the middle of the Rishus Rabim, you're going to pick it up and carry it to the next house. That means you're carrying from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid. That's why we're machmer. But nothing to do with Tashmish Keneged Avir. Tashmish Keneged Avir is not a concern. And in fact, the Rashba points out that the Gemara is being very specific. Only in this situation, where there's a real concern, where it may drop in the middle because it's a hard throw, that's why I have to be concerned that it's going to drop and you're going to come carry. But it could be, says the Rashba, where it's an easy throw. The two houses are the same height. It's an easy throw, or one you're throwing from the higher house to the lower house. Then you could be makel. How are we going to explain the opinion of Shmuel? So I saw that the Rishonim explained that Shmuel holds that just like you make a ziz kol shu at the beginning of the shir, that would be sufficient. Here too, that would be sufficient. Another pshat that I saw, that since when is Shmuel concerned that Adam Oysal Chaveroi Derech Avir is only when we're dealing with Rishuyis the Rabbonin, like we started the shir, with the Carmelis, with the pit going to the Chatzar, that may even be Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid or a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid. But when we're dealing with Rishuyis the Raisa, Shmuel's opinion is, and goes back to something that we explained earlier, since people are very careful not to violate the Raisa, if you'll throw it and it would fall, Shmuel's not concerned that a person's going to make a mistake and pick it up and carry it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Our Mishnah that we're back at to begin in Mitzvah Shem goes back to speaking about a Ruvi Chatzeris. And as we've learned many times, if you have a Chatzer that has many homes opening into that Chatzer, you're not allowed to carry from the homes, objects from the homes to the Chatzer, even though they're both Rishus HaYochid, unless you make a Ruvi Chatzeris. The way an Eruvei Chatzeres is made is that everybody contributes some bread, or one person donates the bread for everybody, and that bread is put in somebody's home. By doing so, what you're creating is that we all live in the same place. Now the Mishnah is going to be discussing what is considered a home. It has two halachic ramifications. Only homes have to contribute to the Eruv Chatzeres. But if you have a structure in this area which is not a home, then they don't have to contribute to the Eruv Chatzeres. One point. The other point is, the Eruv Chatzeres, as we just said, has to be left in one of the homes. But if you're going to leave the Eruv Chatzeres in a structure which is not considered a bias, it's not considered as if you left the Eruv in a home, and therefore it's not a valid Eruv. So says the Mishnah, Noisim Saruva Bebeis Shar, if somebody puts the Eruv in the gatehouse where the watchman stays, Bechsadra, they used to have some sort of a covered area in front of the homes that you walk through that covered area to get into the home, or Mepesas is a porch, a balcony, all these things, and an Eruv. They're not considered homes. And since they're not considered homes, then they're not a place that you could put the Eruv. And Rabbi Yonason makes a very important point. He says, even though the Beis Shar has four walls around it, it doesn't make a difference. Since it's not intended to be in bias, then you can't put the Eruv over there. The Eruv has to be put in a place which is in the category of a bias. Something that doesn't have the category of a bias, it's not a bias. And the Gemara actually teaches us in Masechet Sukkah on Daf Gimel on the Beis that the bias has to have dalet al dalet. It has to be at least 4 amos by 4 amos. Because if it doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos, again, it's lacking the conditions to be considered a Beis Dira. So I saw, we've mentioned many times that the minhag apparently used to be that they used to leave the Eruv in the Beis HaKnesses. But based on what we're learning here, the Beis HaKnesses is not a place that people live. And since it's not a place that people live, how could that be an acceptable place where to leave your Eruv HaKnesses? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat, and we've mentioned this pshat, and this is what I think is the way the Ramah learns, what we really call Bezman HaZeh Eruv HaChatzeres are not really Eruv HaChatzeres. They're closer to being Shtufa Mevos. The halacha that the Eruv has to be put into a Beis Dira is only when I'm making an Eruv HaChatzeres. But when I'm making Shtufa Mevos, that halacha doesn't apply, and what we create is really Shtufa Mevos. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that since as the Shulchan Aruch many times discusses the under certain circumstances you may eat in the Beis HaKnesses, you may sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. So that's enough to give the Beis HaKnesses the status of a Beis Dira. And the third pshat that I saw is that most shuls in those days and nowadays as well don't just have the main shul where people daven. They have side rooms where people do other things, where people even have different sudas, etc. So because the building of the shul doesn't just have the Beis HaKnesses part, it has these other rooms, that's why it's considered a Beis Dira. But as we also said, only a place that's a Beis Dira, only the batim which are a Beis Dira need to contribute to the Eruv. The batim which are not a Beis Dira need not contribute to the Eruv. So says the Mishnah of Adarsham, somebody who lives in one of these structures, Eino Oiser. A place where people don't live is not considered a Beis Dira, and since it's not considered a Beis Dira, they don't contribute to the Eruv. However, continues the Mishnah, Beis HaTevin, where a storehouse where they kept straw, Beis HaBakar where they keep the animals, Beis HaEitzim where they put wood, Beis HaOitzer, so any type of storage room, if you put the Eruv, it's fine. Harei Zeh Eruv, And on the other hand, Hadar Shama, somebody lives in one of these homes, he is considered that he's living in this chatzur, and he has to contribute to the Erev. And as we've discussed many times, if somebody who lives in the chatzur, even just one member of the people who live in the chatzur, did not contribute, the Erev is not a good oyser, then the entire Erev will not be considered a valid Erev. Rabbi Yehuda now adds a new halacha. And he says, Im yesham tfis yach bel bayis. Let's say there's another home in the chatzur. And in the other homes, I own one home in the chatzur, and I'm also a landlord of a number of homes in the chatzur. And I have a right, and we'll discuss this further in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow's shir, I have a right to leave things in those chatzeris. Since I have a right to leave things in those chatzeris, in those batim, so all those batim are considered my bayis. If all those batim are considered my bayis, so it's all mine, and there's no reason, ain't oyser, there's no reason to make an erif. Or even if you'll have a situation where I don't own all the homes in the chatzur, but any home that I own is considered mine. Any home that I own and I have a right to put things in there, into that home, is considered mine. So all of those homes won't have to contribute independently to the Erev Chatzeris. My contribution to the Erev Chatzeris will make it fine. What will be the halacha if I have my home and the Yisrael, and there's another Jew who rented a home for me, but I have Tfisas Yad. I have a right to leave something in that home. So now we come back to, and there's an Akum that has the third home. There are three homes in the Schatzer. One is the home that I own and live in. One is the home that I have Tfisas Yad in, but somebody else is obviously, another Yisrael is living there. And then there's the home of the Akum. So as we learned previously, there's a very big nafkamina, Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if it's two Yisraelim and Akum, or if it's one Yisrael and Akum. Will this be considered two Yisrael and Akum, or one Yisrael and Akum? So the Ramah addresses this question, in Simon Shin Pei Bei Sif Aleph, and the Ramah says that that's considered like it's two Yisraelim and Akum, that we have to lease the Akum's property. Now that is a very interesting question. Let's say there's a sukkah in this property. So what will be the status of a sukkah? So certainly, all year round, a sukkah is not considered, especially if it's not a beis dira, it's not where people live all year round. So the halachas of this Mishnah will apply. But there's a very interesting psak from the Atzei HaMoigim. He says that indeed, let's say there's a sukkah in this chatzur, and to make it gishmak, we'll say that the sukkah in this chatzur is being used by somebody who doesn't have a bias in this chatzur, so he didn't contribute to the Aruvah Chatzeris that we have here. Will he have to contribute because of the sukkah during sukkahs? During sukkahs, it's my beis dira. So the Atzei HaMoigim says a very interesting psak. On one hand, the person who lives in the sukkah is not considered as if he's living in this chatzur, that he needs to contribute to the Aruvah Chatzeris. But on the other hand, if you put the Erev in the sukkah, so we've learned, if it's not, typically the halacha is, if it's not considered a bias that you could put the Erev there, it's not considered a bias that you have to contribute to the Erev. Here we're learning, says the Atzei HaMoigim, that the two rules, this is an exception to that, and here the two rules will not travel together. And indeed, the people who live in the sukkah will not need to contribute to the Erev on one hand, but on the other hand, you could put the Erev in that sukkah, provided that the sukkah is dal tfochin by dal tfochin. Says the Gemara, Amr Yehuda b'Reidra Shmuel b'Sheilus, Kam makom sh'amru, wherever Chazal teaches Hadash Shamein Oyser, if somebody lives there, where we identify a place that it's not a beis dira, and therefore this bias doesn't create an issue. Hanesin Haseruvei in Erev. As we just said, these two halachas travel together. Chutz mi beis shadi yochid. However, says the Gemara, there is one exception to the rule, and that is the beis shadi yochid. If an individual owns a beis shar, the halacha is that he doesn't have to contribute to the Erev, but if you put the Erev there, it's fine. And wherever we said that a place is not a kosher place to put the Erev, Menichen by Shittif. You could put the Shittif. That means the halacha of Erev Chatzeris and Shittif and Mevos are not the same. Eruv Chatzeris must be placed in a bayis, but Shittif and Mevos don't have to be put into the bayis. They could be put anywhere. The only place that they can't be put is Avim Mavi. They can't be put in the Mavi. And the reason they can't put it in the Avim Mavi is because since that's a totally open area, so it's a place that's not protected at all, since it's a place that's entirely not protected, that's why it's not a valid place to put the Shtufa Mavos. But it doesn't have to be put into the Bais. It could be put even in the Chatzar open, it's acceptable. Why? So I saw that the Rishonim, Rashi really, the Rav Maskil Erev explains it. What an Erev accomplishes is that it makes that we're all living here. People only live in a Beis Dira. So if your Erev is not going to be in a Beis Dira, we haven't accomplished what an Erev Chatzeris needs to accomplish. But as we've discussed previously, the purpose of a Shtufa Mevos is to connect us. It doesn't accomplish that we're all living in the same place. Since that's not what it accomplishes, it doesn't necessarily have to be put into a bias. Says the Gemara, but my Kamashmuan, what has he taught us? Tanina, haven't we just learned in the Mishnah? Hanoisim Saruva Beisharach Sadim Repesis, Eino Erif. So our Mishnah is discussing Eruv Chatzeris. So we clearly see, Erif Hu Delayhavi. If you put your Erif in an area which is not a base, Dira, it's not a valid Erev. Hashituf, but we're speaking about Shtufim Mevos. Havei, it would be a good Shtufim Mevos. So what's he teaching us? Answers, the Gemara, the His Chiddush is, Beis Shar de Yochid, that you could put an Erev in a Beis Shar de Yochid, that it's considered enough of a Beis Dira for that purpose. And the other Chiddush was, Avi Mavui, that you can't put the Shtufim Mevos in the Mavui, the Itzruchalei, those Loitanan, those two halachas were not taught in the Mishnah, and that's what he was coming to teach us, these two chidushim. Tanya nami hachin, indeed, that's what we learned in the Braisa. Hanoisen seruva beishar, achsadrum repeses, uba chotzer, uba mavi hareze mo'erev. Vatanan asked the Gemara, but haven't we learned ainzer erev, that it's not a valid erev? How do we understand this Braisa? Ema, but the way to understand the Braisa, hareze shittif. It's a valid shittif. Has asked the Gemara, how could you say we could put it in the Mavui? Shittif and Mavui, Leiminter. Haven't we just learned that you can't put the Shtufa Mavos directly in the Mavui because it's not adequately protected there? Says the Gemara, what the Braisa meant was, Chatzashiva Mavui. Indeed, you can't put it in the Mavui itself, but you could put it in any of the Chatzairis that lead into that Mavui. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, B'nei Chaburim Shayim Subim. You have a group of people that were sitting Erev Shabbos. The Kiddush Aleim Hayoim, and it's about to become Shabbos. And they want to make a Ruvi Chatzeris, that they should be able to carry wherever you need a Ruvi Chatzeris to help you carry. So says the Gemara, Pasha al Shulchan, the food that's on the table, Saim Chalim Shem Erev. You could rely on an Erev. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. According to Rashba, it could be relied on both for Ruvi Chatzeris and for Shtufa Mevos. Tosfos, however, says it could be relied on for Eruv Chatzeris, but not for Shtufim Mevos. Why can't it be relied on for Shtufim Mevos? Because Shtufim Mevos, according to Tosfos, we can't put it into the Mavui, but Tosfos' opinion is we can't put it into the house either. The Shtufim Mevos should strictly be put into Chatzeris. Tosfos also point out, and the Rashba makes this point, that the food that they're eating was obviously belongs to the host who invited them. And even though when I come to eat by somebody, he's not makna to me the food, he invited me to eat, but we don't have a kinyan that I become the owner in eating the food and owning the food. But still, the fact that the host offered me the food, and I have obviously a right to eat any of the food that's being served, as far as Hilchas Erev Chatzeris are concerned, that is considered enough of an ownership in the food that if that food is being contributed by me, it's considered my food that I contributed to the Erev. Vamrilei, but there's a different version, Mishum Shutuf. It could be relied on for Shtufim Mevos, but it cannot be relied on for Eruv Chatzeris. Amar Rava, V'loi Pligi. These two versions are really not arguing. Can b'mesubin. When the bias, when they're sitting together in the home, the kam mesubin b'chotzer. When they're sitting in the chotzer, if they're sitting in the home, it could be relied on, even for shtufa for eruv chatzeres. If they're sitting in the chotzer, so the point of eruv chatzeres is to connect the homes. But here, it's not in the home. The food is in the chotzer. We're eating outdoors. Amalei b'ayel rava tanya demseilach. I'll bring you a raya to this psak. Eruv chatzeres b'chotzer. The eruv chatzeres of put in the chotzer v'shtufim v'vas b'movoi. That's what a brisa says. Vavinabo, eruv chatzeres b'chotzer. Could you put the eruv chatzeres in the chotzer v'atanan? Haven't we been learning all long now? Hanoisan eruv b'sharach sadim v'pesas ein eruv. Aim eruv chatzeres b'bayish b'chotzer. That the eruv chatzeres has to be put in the home in the chotzer. And it has to emanate from a home in the chotzer. So if they're eating in the chotzer, and they're leaving the Erev in the chotzer, it wouldn't be a good Erev chatzeres. The shtupin vos can be put even in the chotzer shvamavi. So even if they're eating in the chotzer, and they're going to be leaving the shtupin vos in the chotzer, it will be still a perfectly fine shtupin vos, as long as you don't put it all the way out in the mavi, where it won't be properly protected.